You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. At the beginning of 2024, I had a few goals. One was to expand my circle of like-minded people. I had a few that we connected great, but I just wanted to enlarge that circle because I was growing. I felt my interests were changing. What I wanted to do is changing. So it's only fit that the circle change and expand as well. Well, I'm happy to say that God has really answered that prayer, and He is bringing so many like-minded individuals that I'm able to team up and partner with that help me grow, that help me think of things from another perspective, that challenge me, that also are able to give me some information that maybe I didn't know or would never have thought of on my own. All of that to say is, if you are someone that you desire growth, you desire change in your life, the circle of people that you have around you is so important. Because sometimes the circle, if they're just all doing the same thing, if they have no goals, if status quo is good enough, but you have certain heights you're trying to reach, they may not be the best people to push you if they're not even pushing themselves or trying themselves to grow and just get out of the comfort zone. When you are ready to get out of your comfort zone, everybody may not understand it, and you might get some pushback to continue to do things the way you have been doing them. You are growing, you're moving in the right direction when you get some of those comments. There's always going to be someone that's a little uncomfortable with your growth and your change because indirectly you are reflecting what's going on in their life. You're a reflection that they're not moving forward. They're seeing the changes in you and realize that maybe they've sold themselves short in certain areas, or they're wanting you to just stay back with them. Don't dim your light for anybody. And I think as long as you are true to yourself, true to your beliefs and the Word of God, of course, I believe your beliefs and the Word of God should always be in alignment. When you are growing, people have a choice. They can either grow with you or you outgrow them. It does not mean that you don't love them. It does not mean that you don't respect them. It does not mean that you think you're better than them. It just means that your paths have split. And maybe the season that you were playing or the role that you were playing in their life is over. There are times when, as you continue on their journey, that eventually they will come back around and you will begin to see that you were a catalyst for change and growth in their life, but they had to separate from you so that they could take a look at their own life, because people can be a safety blanket and they can prevent us from growing. So sometimes it is necessary for you to step back out of that person's life, or that season does have to come to an end momentarily so that that person can take a look honestly at where they're at and make a decision on how they choose to grow. I mean, have you ever had a situation where it was someone that was in your life and maybe you lost touch or you just stopped communicating for one reason or another, but then 4 or 5 years down the line, you get reconnected, and it is just what you needed at that moment. So even though relationships may come to a point where they appear to be ending, you never know when they will come back around again. And I believe that even if a relationship or friendship ends in a way that may not be the best, I do believe that it is good to respect what you learned in that relationship. Because good or bad, you always have something to learn. It could be that you saw that there were certain behaviors that you engaged in, or maybe you realized that you are a person that didn't uphold boundaries, or maybe you weren't a good communicator. Whatever lesson you learn in those relationships that have come to an end, just thank God for them and just continue to grow and move on. And I hope that this year, we're almost to May, that you do challenge yourself to get out there and make new connections. I know a lot of people, honestly, that have gotten very comfortable being at home since 2020. And the thought of going back out, meeting new people, being around people for some individuals, it actually makes them nervous, and they've become comfortable being at home. But that is not a place of growth. Home, sitting there all day, you can't grow. You can't really change if you're sitting in your house all day. And you never know what great people you may be missing out on when you do that. So I can honestly say I've met some great people this year, and some of them are really helping me when it comes to some of the new areas I'm expanding in. And I'm grateful for those connections. It's what I prayed for. And also, not only are your connections important, what are the goals that you set out to accomplish this year? Where are you at? It's time to really take an honest look and see what plan have you made? Have you made any progress? If you find that you're at a standstill, or you've tried everything you could do to reach this goal, consider that it may be time to get the help of someone, be it a professional, a coach, whoever can help you get to that next level. I mean, what's the point of having goals if you never achieve them? But if it's something that year after year you have it on your list and you haven't pursued it, I have to ask you why. What stopped you from attempting to complete this goal? If it's just pure procrastination, then that tells me that you probably haven't developed a plan. Or maybe you've allowed a lot of distractions to come in. And I think we all know the biggest distraction is TV and social media. Those are the two biggest things. You have to consider that it's time to get on your calendar, get some time for yourself on your calendar to work on your goals. If you have a lot of goals, pick one, but don't allow time to get away from you and you look back and say that it's something that you should have done. Because I'll be honest with you, there are things that I put to the side. I just didn't do it for one reason or another. And I turn around and it's 10 years later. So nobody has time for that anymore. At least I don't. And I hope that you take your goals and aspirations seriously. And if you are looking to make progress, then set your goals before God, pray about them, and work on them. When Abram had to go away from his family, away from the land of Ur, God told him, get up, leave your family. He didn't know where he was going. He just got up by faith and moved. God did not reveal the whole plan to him. God revealed to him step by step by step by step as he moved and walked in faith. All of that to say is, you may have a goal, but you may not know how you're going to get there, but God knows how you're going to get there. and He will order your steps so that you will reach the goal that He has in mind for you. You may start your journey and find that you need to pivot here or maybe change a few things there. And that's fine. That's just showing that maybe you're improving or God has allowed you to improve what you're working on. And that's great because we all need to be able to shift and grow and move and pivot when necessary. So as I end this podcast, the two things I want you to really take a look at this week are your connections, your friends, your business acquaintances, people that are working in circles or have interests that you are pursuing. What are you going to do to expand your circle? You can't really expand your circle sitting in your house. So if that's you, if you've been that homebody, it's time to get out. It's time to explore the world. It's time to appreciate people, appreciate your relationships, and get out there and live and just accomplish what you set out to do. Take that list of goals out. Review it. Pick one or two that you know you can start on today. And then lastly, schedule that time with yourself to work on your goals. If you're a morning person, do it first thing in the morning. If you're a night person, then schedule that time in the evening. But the key is to not let time slip away from you because time is, it's precious. It is a commodity that we all take for granted and that we often waste. So let's utilize our time wisely. Let's get those goals set. And I want you to make progress, grow, expand, and just become the amazing, wonderful person God has called you to be. So I hope you have a wonderful week and join me again next time for another episode. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Follow me on social media. You can check the show notes for links. And of course, if you prefer video content, you can check out my YouTube channel. And I have a link to that in there as well. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.